This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis declared Wednesday Wildlife Connectivity Day and released a new report calling for more tunnels and bridges to help animals cross highways.
This report isn't just going to be a tool. It'll also guide us towards creating a more cohesive ecosystem where wildlife and humans can successfully coexist.
About 4,000 collisions between cars and wildlife occur each year in Colorado. Research suggests safe passageways for animals could significantly cut those numbers. Colorado has reactivated a center to help places like nursing homes and hospitals deal with COVID-19-related staffing shortages. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The state announced the reactivation of the Staffing Shortage Fusion Center. It takes requests for staffing help directly related to COVID-19, where shortages are impacting patient care. Organizations that can get help include residential care facilities, hospitals, correctional facilities, and other licensed care settings. It was originally activated during the state's biggest coronavirus surge from November 2020 to March of this year. During that time, it filled nearly 5,000 shifts with 160 supplemental staffers in 58 facilities statewide. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A U.S. district court has dismissed a lawsuit from 7 Denver police officers who claimed the city's vaccine mandate is unlawful. Judge Shelley Gilman found that the court didn't have jurisdiction over the matter and cited several cases that set precedents. She said the officers should have exhausted other administrative options before suing. All Denver city employees have to show proof of vaccination by tomorrow. It's unclear what will happen to people who do not comply. This is CPR and KRCC.